Chapter 29. Legend. Tashiki. Shigure rests heavy in Tashiki's hands. There is untold history held in its hilt, in the sharp curve of its blade, and it weighs more on her than the actual heft of the sword itself. Tashiki is only 11, and this sword is only a grade sword, but she can't stop herself from being awed by the power that she can touch now, that she can wield now. Tashiki is oak, and Tashiki is history. She sinks her roots in low and bends with the breeze, and so she understands from where things come. A blade that holds history, a history as deep-rooted as Tashiki, as lingering and hurt as her own spirits, is something to treasure, to be wary of. Shigure, the sword whispers to her in the slice of its cuts. Rain in late autumn. Born in the east and tempered with hellfire, the blade strikes through eastern blood with ease. Unbreakable, the sword whispers, the change between life and death. Legend says that Shigure wavers like the wind and blows like the rain. In battle, it will not falter under any blade of any grade. And if it does, rumors whisper, following the one already healed chip in Shigure's tip, eastern waters will storm from the heavens. Tashiki holds the legends close as she does history. And 10 years later, she does not hesitate to use Shigure against Wado Ichimonji. Shigure doesn't falter. It rains and pours, acidic and bloody and dark from the sky as she draws it for the first time against an enemy greater than her. It's an omen she knows. In the way her oak opens up and Shigure cuts through empty air of change, of the coming winter. The world is changing, and soon the legend of Shigure will be forgotten. Tashiki will make sure a new one takes its place.